Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon, 5:45 p.m. Just a friendly reminder, there's a sisterhood program tonight. Please let your wives know, and please make it such that they're able to attend. Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Fuchsmans in memory of June's father, Getzel Ben Yechezkel Mendel, and by the Strongs, Lili Nishmas, Gary's grandmother, Idol Bas Shlomo, and his uncle, Chaim Gershom Ben Zvi Hirsch. And of course, Mishnayos are sponsored as they are every single day, Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're learning Masechta Negoim. We are in the fifth parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Hechlito B'Sei Alavan. What happens if the Kohen turned around and figured out that the Nega is definitely a Nega Tzaras? He decided it was a Tzaras because of the fact that there was an appearance of the two white hairs. And Halach Sei Alavan, V'Chazer Sei Alavan. Then those white hairs disappeared, but then they came back. V'Chein B'Michio B'Pision. Or the same thing happened, whether it happened with the expansion or the living skin. Right? B'Tchila B'So Shavur, Rishon B'So Shavur, Sheni Lach Abtura. The bottom line is, no matter when it happened, once this thing came through, it goes back. The status of the nega doesn't change in the middle. What happens if the Kohen made the nega a nega because of the living skin, and then the living skin disappeared, and then it came back? Again, it doesn't change the ultimate status of the nega. What if he decided that the basis of his conclusion that this is a tzaras is because it expanded? And the expansion shrank and then grew. Or it grew white hairs. No matter when it happens, the bottom line is we treat it with its regular status. Now, Seir Pekuda, the Mishnah, says, what about if white hair gets deposited? So the Mefarshim explain, how does a white hair get deposited? It doesn't fall from Shemayim. It gets moved in by a Baharis. There's a Baharis that moves in, it grows the white hair, and then the Baharis disappears. So Akavya ben Malalel, the Chachamim Metarin, right? Akavya ben Malalel and the Chachamim all say such a situation is Torah. Now, Ezu Seir Pekuda, what is the Seir Pekuda? Mishaisa bo Baharis, Ubasa Yer Lavan. If the Baharis comes, brings the white hair, moves back, and then the Baharis reappears by the time the Kohen takes a look at it, so Akavi ben Malala says that's enough and to make the person Tameh, and he stays Tameh. The Chacham says Tar. Some Rabbi Akiva says, look, Modani Bazeshu Tar. Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, I agree that this situation is Tar. It's not a Seir Pekuda. Ezui Seir Pekuda, what's the example of the Seir Pekuda where the person is going to be Tameh? The case that we're talking about is when a person had a Baharis that was the size of a smashed lice, right, about the size of a penny or a dime, and it had two hairs. And then it shrunk back to half a size. And it left the white hair where it used to be, and then it grew back to that situation there. In that situation, I say it's going to be Tame. Samar Lo said, the Chacham said, look, Kishem Shabitlu is Divrei Akavya, Avtivarecha Einan Mekuyamim. He says, look, we overruled Akavya, now I'm going to overrule Akiva. It doesn't matter. In both cases, the person is going to stay Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.